Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tawny Conley Morning Show, 1320 WYLS and 1320WYLS.com. And you can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Good morning, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
Well, Rich, I'm very good. I might be a little better if I were a duck with this kind of misty rain, but otherwise I'm in a good mood.
Well, yeah, it could be worse. A year ago at this time, we were all out of power with that ice storm, so it's kind of something to think in mind.
We were also for 10 days, that's right.
Yeah.
Only the Rose Bowl being gone made it easier to not be here all the time.
Yeah, that definitely turned out to be a blessing for especially the Spartan fans here in town. Well, let's talk about this time of year. It's Christmas is just 2 days away. A lot of people in their minds, it's the most wonderful time of the year, as the song says, but for others, not so much. They're actually on the other end of the spectrum, so to speak. Why aren't some people not in the mood around the holidays?
Well, there's a lot of that. At one far end, there are people that were happy. They had happy days. They had fortunate days. And now they could be divorced, breakups of family. They could be long distance away from loved ones, people they care for. They could just have outlived all their friends and family, and they're just kind of feeling alone. And then if we go to a little less, I mean, not quite to that extreme, and that is a large, unfortunately, if not percentage, at least a number of people, then you go to just all the pressures of Christmas, of holidays. You know, it's just, and it's important to acknowledge it's not really just a normal time, and it is fine to feel overwhelmed when you have a lot of family visiting or you're visiting and you have things to do. And if you're just feeling pressure to get gifts, if you're feeling pressure just from all kinds of different directions. Like, I was talking to a woman yesterday, and she's going to be going to her sister's, but people want her to make very specific things, some pie. They want her to prepare some meat, a special way that she tenderizes. And not that she minds doing it, but she's also busy doing a lot of other things. And it's even though it seems small, these things can be really overwhelming for people. So my view is you just try to take it easy. And if you're going to be seeing relatives you don't really want to see, or old friends, or just people that you're not comfortable with, this is just the time to bury the hatchet, spend a little time, be friendly, even try to get in the Christmas spirit and even get along with people. How does that sound? Even build on things. But a lot of people, just a lot of stress. I think another thing, if you are lonely, for a suggestion, I think it's good to reach out, to volunteer, to try to help. And if you're a person who has an intact family, you're doing activities, you're doing things, you know, it's like a student from MSU, or you know a person who's kind of down and out or having a bad time. There's nothing wrong with inviting a person over or even just calling and saying hello. I believe as human beings, if we can make other people feel better, and if we're Christians, you know, we can be other beliefs, but if we're Christians, we'll take as an example, try to be the Prince of Peace, try to be helpful, try to be doing good things for people, and it can be really, as Andy Williams said, it can be the most wonderful time of the year.
And you also mentioned that the sharing of past experiences, that just telling past stories can benefit those who may be lonely or who may be going through a hard time. How does that benefit people exactly?
Well, I think I really believe that if you look at our life, we're always best to look at home runs than strikeouts when we look back over our life. I found a lot of people that are unhappy, they look at strikeouts, okay, and they can be doing that in the present. And I believe that it's always useful for you yourself to be remembering days of Christmas past, or it could be Hanukkah past, whatever it might be, but certainly the overwhelming vast majority of people are either Christian or come from a Christian background. It's just a good thing to remember. Now, in my personal case, you know, I grew up in an Italian-American family, first generation. The Epiphany was a big thing. You know, the wise men, Christmas was really a multiple day event, okay, where you were kind of celebrating, you were in church, even though the smells of the incense, the holy water, all the things of that carry through. And I've certainly thought about that. I mentioned to my kids, I married, my wife came here from Cuba at 17, her culture in terms of traditions, Catholic, we're both Roman Catholic, are very close to that in terms of celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve and then also going forward to January 6th for the Epiphany, you know. And so I think it's good to share these things, not only remember them ourselves, but share them with our children and also to kind of carry them on to some degree, because really culture and history, you know, we're all English speakers, regardless of the languages we speak. We're in we're in the United States, and we're very fortunate to be in the United States. But with that said, there's nothing wrong with remembering the past, bringing out experiences that we share that are unique to us as persons and as families. I think it makes the whole holiday period, Christmas period, a really exciting time. And whatever your beliefs are, there's nothing wrong with sharing, and you'll feel better. You make other people feel better. And if there were bad experiences, if you didn't really have good experiences, then, hey, build them now. Now's the time, the beginning of the rest of your life. Don't mope and look back at what you haven't had. It's always best to look at what you do have, what you can have, and move forward. And right as we get near the beginning of the year, this can be a good time to do that, even if we're feeling a little lonely and we're not really at the top of our game.
And Dr. Brocchio, before we let you go, you were mentioning about how people can volunteer to get over any sadness, any depression that they may have. Any other ways that people can handle or what they can do to minimize any struggles that they're going through?
Well, I think we can always, you know, if we belong to a church, I think we can talk to a minister. We can talk to people within organizations that are there to be helpful to us. Churches come to my mind, community organizations, friendships, people that we know. But I also believe we can seek out counseling. I've worked with various people here during this period that have just been really depressed and stressed out and not even sure the why, and it really has related a lot to the holidays. But it really does, I think, for people, finding someone to talk to, rekindling old friendships, volunteering, whether it's something like I think of church organizations, but they're really, you've got Salvation Army. If you really want to find someone to help, there are plenty of organizations, plenty of people that really need help, whether it's food or Crystal Ray. I mean, they're just things. So what we have to do, part of the responsibility, if we are down and out, and I know it's hard when people are depressed, we have to try to find something that we can do. And if we're down, then believe it or not, a way to get up is to try to help other people get up, and then we can start feeling better about ourselves and about helping other people. Because I really do believe when people are helpful to others, they are really being helpful to themselves. I really believe that. You do that with your radio work. Mm-hmm. I try to do it as a psychologist, as a parent, as a friend, and I think that makes the whole world a little better.
Dr. John Brocchio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and this has been Speaking Psychological. Don't forget, you can check out Dr. Brocchio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Brocchio, thanks so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Rich. Bye-bye.